So we'll begin this service with singing of the hymn, "The Sands of Time Are Sinking," which can be found on page 37. And we'll sing all four verses.
The sands of time are sinking, the God of heaven breaks, the summer morn I sighed for, the fair sleep born awakes.
For O most holy, righteous, glorious, desire to draw near to thee this morning as we have opened and desire to open thy word so that we may receive the blessings that flow from thy word and we may hear the voice of thee, Lord Jesus Christ, who calls sinners to repentance. That we may hear of thy wondrous ways. That we may hear and see the glory that thou dwellest in Emmanuel's land. And knowing that the times are sinking away, oh, let the heaven, the dawn of heaven break loose upon us this morning, so that the summer morn may be in the rays of the sun, in the summer morning may dawn upon our hearts with healing in thy wings. O thou, the Son of Righteousness, thou Emmanuel, precious Lamb of God, that we may this morning and in this day worship thee. For who is like unto thee, who draws sinners into his house of wine? Oh, not because we have had a desire to sup with thee, not because of our desire to commune with thee, but because thou hast a desire, a longing desire to commune with sinners, so that thou came to this earth and gave thyself a ransom, so that thou suffered that thou suffered so deeply, so that sinners may be reunited with thee, so that sinners may be reconciled by grace through the precious atonement that thou hast given on that great and notable day when thou gave thyself up into the hands of sinners to be crucified, to die, to be beaten and scourged, to be defiled, to give thyself over for the horrible and wretched sins of thy bride. O, who is like a bridegroom like unto thee, who has given thyself wholly and completely over in our stead. O precious Redeemer and Savior, in thy name we come to thee. Holy Father, in the name of thy precious and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, we ask thee to draw near to the mercy seat. We ask thee for mercy in him alone. And we ask thee if we may share and wonder at all of the glories and riches and graces that was so long hidden, so that the grace may flow out this day in our hearts and in our soul, and that we may in this day see none other but Jesus alone, sent from the beginning of the world. Oh, that we may see in thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, the palms of thy hands that are nail-scarred. Oh, that by faith this day we may take thy hand and adore it and wonder. That we may see by faith thy feet this day that were pierced through. That we may by faith alone, and that we may be drawn into thy house of wine, O to sink away in adoration. O come over in this day, so that we may have communion with thee in our soul and our spirit, may be ravished by thy love. Oh, that we may in this day find thee, so that as we seek and have sought and have found thee not, oh, we pray, Lord, that for many here today seeking peace, seeking rest, and not finding it in the things of this sinful world, that we may find in this day, oh, that the watchers of the city, in whom we cannot find thee, that we may pass by, O Lord, the truth, and sink into thy glory. Oh, we pray, Lord, because without thy presence here we cannot have communion. And thou knowest the souls that desire to be have communion with thee, O Lord, that this day may be a day where sinners may look away from everything and see thy broken body, thy flowing blood at Calvary. Oh, be with us there to send forth the unction and power of thy Holy Spirit in thy word and in thy ordinance. Oh, Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ that thou would abundantly pour out the Comforter amongst us. Oh, that souls would testify this day of the love of thee, Lord Jesus Christ, to have communion, to have spiritual intercourse with thee, to embrace thee, and not to let thee go, but to sink away in adoration for the love and for the glory and for the mercy and for the hope. O Lord, that this day we may receive a kiss from thy lips, and our soul may melt in the love of a bridegroom who has given thyself over unto death, so that thy bride may live. Lord, draw us into this wonder. Oh, we cannot do without thee. If we be here this day, Lord, and thou art not here, we'd be but miserable, empty, sad. Oh, let it not be that the watchers would have to take the veil from us this day, that we must go about the city trying to find thee. Oh Lord, thy invitation, so precious, so glorious, because thou comest to the door of our hearts. Even as we sleep, even as we are spiritualness, the spiritualness is away from us. And oh Lord, even if it be dark, when thou knocks on the door, and whoever shall open unto thee, thou wilt come in and sup with him. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, as thou dost come to the doors of our heart, oh, let us be aroused this day, Lord. Arouse us with the smells of frankincense, of ointments, of myrrh that drippeth from thy hand, all the mercy, the grace, and the glory, and thy love. O Lord, let us see this day that it's thou that wants to come in. It's thee and thee alone who does continuously knock on the doors of our heart to come in and have communion with us. Oh, let us be awakened this day, Lord, and be aroused by the glorious and holy smells of thy grace, so that we may come, that we may find thee. Lord, let us find thee in the bed of lilies this day. Draw us, and we will run after thee. Come, Lord, do not tarry. But let us find thee this day. Find thee in the wonder of free and sovereign grace. Therefore we pray, take all hindrances away. Take the night or the darkness that may overcome us away this day, and come and ravish our hearts. O come and meet us this day as we seek for thee. O Lord, help us, because we know where to find thee. And yet, Lord, so much seeking thee away from where to find thee. But we know that thou art found. Thou art found at the fountain of blood that flows from Calvary. There thou art found in thy dying love. There thou art found in thy broken body. Oh, let us hear the dripping of the blood of the cross, so we may crawl closer to thy dying love. And, O Lord, so much as there be amongst us that are looking for thee, where thou wilt not be found, looking for thee for personal rest, looking for thee in health, looking for thee in money, looking for thee in relationships or families or wherever it may be, O Lord, thou shalt not be found there, and glory to thee. But we beg thee, Lord, that thou would also let them hear this day what is for their soul benefit, that thou art found at the cross, that thou art found at Calvary, that thou art found in thy death. That is where the fountain of life flows, in thy death. Lord, let us find thee there this day. We deserve to die, but that thou swallowed up death and gave us victory in the life that is found in thee, in thy flowing blood and thy broken body. O Lord, we commend ourselves unto thee this day, and we commend ourselves unto thy Holy Spirit this day. O precious Spirit, O precious Paraclete, draw us away to help us. O precious Spirit, tell us the story. Tell us the story of Jesus Christ. And draw us in the glory of the kingdom of God. O precious Comforter, without thee, we are but dry, dead bones. But give life, O let the sinews of our soul take breath and take power, because thou, O Holy Spirit, softly blows in the garden and arouses the scents of the lilies that sway to and fro. O bless our service. Come unto us and sup with us. Amen. We will now, I ask Shikomi to come up and give us a meditation before we continue.
May fight with the children of Ammon. 7 verse, and Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did you not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you come into me now when ye are in distress? 8 verse. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and the our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. 9 verse. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? Verse 10. And the Lord of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, or if we do not so according to the word, then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. 12 verse in the last one. And Jephthah sent message into the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in the land? Shall we pray? Dear Lord, thank you because of this time that you have given to us. You are waiting to be praised. Now we come to you for we need your teaching. Teach us. And this meditation of this morning, we need you to be with us on my own and do nothing. I'm just carrier. Indeed, I ask you to use me this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I know that this gathering is yours. We are here to hear what you want to talk to our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you cannot talk to us, Father, nothing we can find in this gathering. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to be with us and to open our speech eyes to hear and understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. There's Jephthah and his brothers. And on that relatives or the state one. And they were living together. So when this time comes, which is his relatives asked Jephtha to leave to that place and to go somewhere. Because they was looking of the good Ephraim which their father had. And now is the story of all these verses, maybe we can read together on verse 2, so that maybe we can be together. And the is why bears his sons and his wife's son grew up and they thrust out Jephtha and sent and he said, "I'm into him. Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou is the son of the strange woman."
Ndipo mkazi wakile ali anambalira anamuna koma atakula anamuna mkaziyo anampitikitsa ifika anena naye sudzalandira yehova munyumba ya abale wako ndiyo mwana wa mkazi wina.
And all the people they were waiting for the as an example, maybe the material of the house, maybe they were working together. And he was so elder one. And now this time is coming, his young brother is saying this way. And he said that you don't have anything for you according to our father's property. And then Jephtha, he has
free.
Because he was knowing that these people, they say that I have nothing against you of my property of our father. It means that they not need me anymore. And they went somewhere which is called Tob. And he was living there. So suddenly there was a war.
And now what is the home with Andy?
Aaron wants to fight Israel.
Israel.
And this man, the elders of the Israelites, knew that there is someone who is mighty one, whom we chased out of this country.
If we are not even a Hamura, Israel, and I'm going to be Hawaii, I have one of the Israel. If you are a bit of a reason, we will change
something. They decided to go and blow him back.
That is what we are going to do with this.
And when they reach to talk to the
fever, who was going to talk
to any.
they called him and they talked to him and asking him that he should be a head of that war.
He
should be captain of that war. And he questioned them. That if I finish or if I beg to my Lord and the Lord give him all they are Ammonites in our hands, what will you give me?
I would tell you that I'm going to go out and I'm going to go out
and who will you allow me to lose? And they said that yes, we will do, and our God is witness about me or what we are
saying.
And then they went. And all the best prophets talking about the now. What Jephthah has done, or what Jephthah did after reach on the Israeli land. And he sent a message to the chief of the army. For asking that why have you done this to my land? And when we go further, taking forwarding the answer which our monitoring answered about this question. But for this, he has meaning. He gives us what the Lord wants us to do when we see Jesus. They thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou it be the son of a strange woman. We chase our Jesus Christ with our different powers. And one way, so when we are seeing that the teaching of Jesus Christ is made him the poor. And we leave him or we change him away.
Now see our
this is what we show as a Christian
that we don't own Jesus Christ. When we choose to make things which is one to
everybody.
And this gives clear picture that Jephthah, when he was staying there, people, they were not happy with him. In general, much of when they think about the
Jephthah,
and they were looking at him that maybe you make us to be
unworthy.
So that simply is Jesus, when we were thinking about the way of having every money. It's too contrary with the our
father
Jesus Christ. So we are going and look on the sixth verse, which is the so seven things there. Verse 6, which is saying that, and they said, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of
Ammon.
Chasing him away or chasing him again.
So,
as these people, they answer that we shall not, and you will allow you to be head of us. So, the question is, this answer is to you also.
Take your everything or what you have given.
our Father in heaven. But remember, these people, they have come and come back to Jephthah. You too have come back to Jesus and ask him for forgiveness for what you have done, and tell him that you have to lose my life, both on our own, we can do
nothing.
Pirate is pressed.
Yes, I'm going to walk through the
And this man has released. Which is there's certain secret thing which Bible told us. Bible is saying that his aim is to release all the people who are detained, and he is replacement for them. So we were like
Baba,
who was supposed to be punished. But because of coming of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has And you and me, we are free because of Jesus, not of our own
righteousness.
And he is really giving us that he has come needing to rescue us from the hand of them or from the So when we go for the truth, and which is also saying that he has started on his just for going on the cross. And the religious society has spoken rude to him. But the light answer he has said this way. On verse 42.
But this man
has believed that this one he can
save my life.
So
this teaching is really giving us that let's believe and trust on Jesus Christ despite the lack of what situation we are. And we have to believe Him all our lives. So we'll be saved because of
believing.
And Jesus, He said that I'm telling you. There will be together
in the end.
So if you can believe and trust on Him, despite that which is the situation
you are passing
through, Lord, you will hear your prayer and take you into eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Toby. Before we continue, let us stand and sing another hymn. Going to sing the hymn on page number 54. To the hills I left my eyes. So page 54.
From the
So we have heard that Jephthah was called back. Jephthah was called back, as our brother explained and brought to us. Because Jephthah was the son of a strange woman. And when fear came amongst the people, when war came, they had need of him again. And how about us? We must also make application for ourselves. As our brother said, Jephthah said, "Shall I be your head?" Why have you come to call me? Are you in trouble? Are you in trouble? You rejected me. You didn't want me. You sent me away. Are you in trouble? How about us? Because you and me, from all eternity, rejected the Savior. We rejected one to be our head. And none of us can say, "No, I didn't do it." You and me had a conspiracy against a conspiracy in disobedience to God. You see, our brother was teaching this morning, that these people come back when there suddenly fear comes within them. Suddenly the enemy comes in their life. You too? What drove you to go to Christ? Or maybe you have never been there. What fear filled your soul to flee back to Jephthah or Christ?
Sickness?
Pain? Your marriage, something in your family, going along and everything was so good. And suddenly the enemy comes in your life and you stare at death. And then they go and they run to Jephthah and say, "Please be our head." And we won't go further before our brother explained it. But Jephthah had a question for
them.
Jephthah said, "If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head?" You see, the question for us today: is Jesus Christ our head? Are we his body, and is he our head? And therefore, I also want you to direct you to another portion of Scripture in the New Testament, where we will look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Corinthians
chapter 12.
chapter 12.
And I'm going to also direct you to the 12th verse.
Then look at the verse 12.
So 1 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians, but 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start the 12th verse. I'm going to read it in English. And but follow along in your Bible. Well, that we'll read one verse at a time, and I hope we also read it for you, for those who don't have a Bible. Corinthians 12 verse 12 starts as such: For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. You see, we'll stop there. Because Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ, is evidently brought to us in this form of speech. And Christ being the head, like Jephthah, the body is one but many members.
So yes,
and take away the head, and the body is useless. It has no value. If you were to take one arm off, this body still has value. You're missing a member of the body. But your body can still function. Take a finger or a foot off. But you cannot take the head. Take the head away. And the body is finished. And Jesus Christ is shown, is revealed to us like Jephthah as the head. As the master. As the ruler of our soul. And when we are looking at the table where we hope to have communion later, then we ask ourselves, who can take part of this communion? Who may come to the communion of Christ? For the head is here. Where is the body? Jesus Christ comes to us, and he says, am I your head? How are we going to know if he's our head? What does it mean that this afternoon that we declare by faith that he is our head? What does that mean? That means this. Do you know the body? Jesus Christ is the head. Who is the body? It's those who have come in submission amongst each other. And if you do not recognize this, how can you recognize the head? For I have to ask you something. If you are of the body of
Christ? Do you tarry one for another? Do you serve one another? Because let's look at what we read further. In verse 15 it says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased
him.
But now are they many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say unto the head, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more. Stop there. I have no need of you.
Come on, Gary. Zonse, Zigalaka, Zonimozi, Chomimozi, Rigalaka, Tubibodi. Come on, Sovano, Padiso Zambi, Come on, Tubimozi. Nibo, Kiso, Sigate Munena, Quazanda, or Munena, Pajorji.
For those who come together.
And
know Jesus Christ as the head. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you in the body? Are you a hand or a foot? This is symbolic. Of course, it's not literal. But as the body works together, and as the body functions as one, do you function that way? Who are you in the body of Christ? Are you one in serving another who is an encourager? Has God given you in the body to encourage others who are weak? You know that in the body we recognize the same thing, that our hands do most of the work. And should I slip and fall, my hands are the first thing to catch me. Who amongst us can say that? That with one another we see our members of the body slip and fall. And our hands have to brace out so that the fall may not be great. And you say, give a better example. There's one of the members of the body who is having marriage problems. Deeply struggling. Does the other members brace? To come to them? To help them? encourage them, and give advice biblically. You see, for these people amongst the tribe of
Jephthah,
as long as everything was going well, and they were making money, building houses, they didn't need
Jephthah.
They didn't even think of him. But when trouble came, and us, we who are in the body. And I want to read you verse 22. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our comely parts have more abundant
comeliness.
There's parts in your body that you wouldn't think about. That you don't pay much attention to. Your hands are always visible. And always doing the work. There's other parts in your body that you wouldn't think about. What does that mean? There is parts in the body of Jesus Christ that are not so, that we don't recognize so quickly. You know who that is? You know who is precious in the body of Christ? You search your heart. The most comely and precious body part of Jesus Christ are those who pray. You may not see them. Maybe at nighttime. Dark and late at the night. And you don't notice them. But they are on their knees. A young woman, a mother, praying for the body of Christ. Help my friends. She is sick. Bringing the sickness to the Lord. No one notices. No one notices that. It's the comely parts of the body. Do you recognize how necessary it is for us to understand what it is to have communion together? That we may understand that the body can only function if we are one together. So that we tarry one for another. So that those who are able will go to the others and tell them when they are doing wrong. If your hand may be close to danger, and maybe a machine, and your hand would be want to get caught into a belt. What does your body do? Does your body laugh at your hand? No, the moment you feel a little bit of pain, you do this. The whole body reacts to save the arm, the hand. And if there's harm, you would take the hand. with your other hand.
You
hold it to your body. You would have it taken care of. You would, your feet would take you to those who can help you. And imagine that your feet would go would be disobedient and careless. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. Because our heart tells us what to do in the body. Our reflex is instant. Because our head is in control. We take care of our body. And now you must recognize that Paul is saying the body is one. And as you come to, as we come together this afternoon around the table, have you tarried one for another? Do you know the heart and the heart of the one beside you? Will you know? Do you know the pain in the body? Do you know the comely parts of the body? Do you mark those who labor amongst you? Those who bring the word to us. For the hands are certainly far more active than some of the other bodies. Do you mark those who are active in the church? And therefore we come together in this afternoon if the Lord will give it. And how selfish are we? And how far away are we from serving and honoring the head? For this bread will be broken. So that we may have communion. For Christ is here. And he has served himself to death. He gave his life for sinners. He didn't just serve sinners. Or even encourage sinners. But he gave his life so that those who were dead may receive life in his death. And Jephthah says, will you honor me as head? And Jesus Christ asks you today, me. Will I be honored here? Will I be the head of the table? And will you be members of the body serving one another? Because if I am the head, then you will recognize me. Where? How are we going to recognize Jesus Christ today? How are we going to see him and find him? He says, if I am the head, you declare me as the head. And I may serve you as head today. You will recognize me here when you serve one another. When you encourage one another. When you pray for one another. When you help one another. When you heal one another. When you forgive one another. When you show mercy to one another. When you show compassion to one another. This is my body. And I desire that you care one for another. That I will be your head.
And
I will lead you to eternal glory. I will lead you to victory. What Jephthah did. Jephthah went in, as our brother said, into the Lord. Jephthah, the very first thing that Jephthah did, when, as our brother read, after they had said that he be their head. Then in verse 11, then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all these words before the Lord of Israel. Very first thing Jephthah did when they acknowledged him as head. Didn't Christ do the same? Didn't he say, I leave you, I go to my Father? And I will be your intercessor. I will be the body's intercessor. As your head, I have authority to come to my Father. And he says today the same. Jesus Christ is exalted in his kingdom. We may come together, broken for one another, humbled, then Jesus Christ, this afternoon, will take our cause to his Father. It is though Jesus Christ will say this to his Father. Father, I desire to be with them. Father, I desire to call them sons and daughters. For Father, this is my brothers and sisters. His Father answers, I will send the Spirit out. Jesus needs not to be here in person. But by faith we may see him this afternoon. Because of the unction of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sends out in the name of our head. Tarry for one
minute.
Come here today. And you come here with a sort of prideful, I am allowed to, or I have a right to eat. Because I am a Christian. I'm a believer. I've changed my life. No.
Have
you tarried one for another? Do you know the body? Are you a member of one body who cares one for another? Then this afternoon, we will see by faith Jesus Christ, who, because of his body, became the head in the brokenness of the death cross.
Mwale samuone Yesu Kristo amene iyeyo kukhala munthu anakomera kuti ndiawe imfaili kuti mu imfaili iyi watengere chipinda chapadera thupilanga lonse kumuke kupeza chipinda chapadera kudzera mu imfaili.
Therefore may the Lord this afternoon
tsopano ambuye masalamo
draw us a wonder
alibweretsa lonse kuchonzeso china
draw us together in adoration
alibweretsa lonse kuchonganiso
and we look one to another
tikamati kuna zalo mzake
and then we be united
ndiye tikhala amodzi
in the spirit
mu mzimu
of love
mzimu wa chikondi
it is the spirit of Christ
umeyo mzimu wa chikondi kuma kwa mzimu wa Yesu Kristo
amen. Let us pray in thanksgiving to the Lord.
Did you prepare me to was it a way of men?
Lord, thou hast given us in this hour to think upon thee.
We are going to say that we are going
to meditate upon thee.
We are going to meditate upon thee. We are going to meditate
upon thee. Oh Lord, how terrible and horrible we are to have sent thee away. In our disobedience to serve thee. And to honor thee and glorify thee. Wanting to become like thee in high-mindedness.
Amen. Siti kumina kukawa wea kukanga di fondi fondi kuweza.
Oh Lord, but now there's a way of returning.
Kabroba kuweza njini wede liga.
Oh, let us, Lord, come unto thee and told.
So Lord, I'm to believe in what fund.
Even this afternoon that sinners may find thee in the village of Tobu.
Mbakai masanano, amene uchimu marimu zinda watobu wakuwele kresa kari mwana.
Bowing down unto thee, asking thee. So that thou would lead us to victory. O Lord, we pray because we have sinned. And the body, we have to admit to thee, Lord, the body is so destructive. But we pray, Lord, if thou would please reunite at the body this afternoon. And teach us to carry one for another. To bear one another's burdens. To help each other. To love one another. Like thou hast loved us. We pray, Lord, that as we end this time together and pause for the sake of our temporal bodies, that thou would help us to remember thee, that our soul may be stirred up. And if that we should have anything one against another, that we may confess it to each other. Oh Lord, let there be no hindrance one to another to come to thy table. But that we may be united in oneness. Nothing being in the way. Lord, we desire to see you this afternoon. By faith. All that our hearts may rejoice. And that we may be glad in one voice. May glorify the head. Therefore, be with us. And help us. For Jesus' sake.
What's the right?
Amen. Let us sing hymn number
page number 3,
when I say the wondrous cross. Imbo yambu mabuti nao pa samba 3.
Peace. Amen.
Amen.